Okay, today we're learning Parak Tesvav Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So it says Mishnah, Amr Meis Bali V'achar Kach Meis Chami. If a woman went somewhere in Medina Siam with her husband and her father-in-law, and she came back and said, my husband died first, and then my father-in-law died. Tinase V'titil Ksubasa. She can get married and she could collect her Ksuba, because she's believed to say that her husband died first. V'chamosa Asura. But her mother-in-law is not allowed to get remarried, because a mother-in-law cannot get remarried based on the testimony of a daughter-in-law, because it's a contentious relationship. If the mother-in-law was a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, meaning the father-in-law was a Kohen, so since as far as the mother-in-law is concerned, the father-in-law is still alive, so she could keep eating Truma. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you got to be very cautious and you have to be machmir in both directions. So she cannot get remarried because from her perspective, her husband might still be alive, but she also cannot eat truma because from the other woman's perspective, the husband is already dead. So now we have these two machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon from the last Mishnah and this Mishnah. So now we're going to have other machlokas where you have a similar type of logic that's used by Rabbi Akiva. So first we talk about kiddush achas mi'chamish nashim v'en yodei ezo kiddush. If someone did kiddushin on one of five women, meaning he did kiddush ebiya, but he doesn't know which one he did kiddush ebiya with. Kol achas omeres osi kiddush, and each woman says, I'm the one. Nosin get lo kol achas v'achas. He has to give a get to each of these women before she can marry somebody else. Umenyach ksuba b'nein u'mustalik. But he could just put the ksuba money between them and then just walk away and let them figure out what to do with the ksuba money, because they all have the same claim, but he certainly doesn't owe more than one ksuba. Div Rabbi Tarfon, that's Rabbi Tarfon's opinion. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Einzo Derech Motzi Atu Midei Aveira. That is not a way for him to avoid any Aveira. Achitin Ksuba L'Kalachas V'Yachas. The best way for him to avoid an Aveira and make sure that he does the right thing is to give a get and pay the ksuba to each and every one of them. And then another Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Gozal Echon Mechamish V'Ni Yodei Meiz a Gozal. If you stole from one of five people, you don't know which guy you stole from. Kolechel Omer Osi Gozal. Each one says he stole from me. Manich Zeyle B'nei and a Mestalik. Just put the stolen item down in between them and walk away. Let them figure it out. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, because you certainly only owe that one item that you stole. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Amar Ein Zeh Derech Motzi Atu Midei Aveira, you then haven't necessarily done right by the person that you stole from. So in order to make sure you do right by the person that you steal from, Achi Yishlam Gzeilu Kol Echad Ve'Echad, you need to repay each and every one of these guys. And now Mishnah Ches is going to talk about when a woman is Ne'eman to testify about her Yibum status. So that's going to continue in tomorrow's Mishnayos as well. A woman went with her husband to Medina Siam, and she had a child with them that, you know, that traveled with them. So it was a woman, her husband, and their child. She comes back and says, my husband died, but my son was still alive at the time my husband died, which means I did not need Yibum when my husband died, and then my child died, so I'm pater from Yibum. Ne'emenes, we believe her. Meis b'ni v'achar kach meis ba'ali. If she says, my son died first, and then my husband died, so by the time my husband died, we didn't have any children, and therefore I do require Yibum. Ene ne'emenes, we do not believe her that she needs to have Yibum, and she cannot marry the brother. V'choshem l'dvera, but we do have to be choshish that maybe what she's saying is the truth, and therefore v'choletzas flamas evemes. We do chalitza, though we do not do Yibum. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a woman says that her husband died first and then her father-in-law died, so she can get remarried and get her ksuba payment, but the mother-in-law is not allowed to get remarried. And if the mother-in-law is Bas Yisrael, who is married to a Kohen, the same machlokas would be given Rabbi Tarfon, whether she's allowed to eat truma. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon says she can, because the mother-in-law can eat truma, because from her perspective, her husband's still alive. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, you need to be cautious and you need to make sure she's not doing anything wrong. So she should be machmir in both directions. Similarly, Similarly, we have two other cases where Rabbi Akiva has the same type of argument that you need to be machmir to make sure you're doing absolutely right. One of those cases is if a man was mekadesh one of five women, but he doesn't know which one it was, and they all claim to be the lucky winner, so he has to give a get to all of them. Whereas, as far as the ksub is concerned, Rabbi Tarfon says one payment, just put it down in between them, and Rabbi Akiva says no, he's got to do right by the woman who was his wife, and the only way he can ensure that he's doing that is by paying a ksuba to all of them. Similarly, if someone stole from one of five people, but he doesn't know who he stole from, so Rabbi Tarfon says you certainly only have to pay back once. So take the money, put it down in between them, and let the best man win. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says no, you have to make sure that you do right by the nigzal, and the only way to make sure of that is by paying back each and every one of them. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if a woman goes with her husband to Medina Siyam together with a child, and she claims that the husband died first and then the child died, so she doesn't need Yibum, we believe her. If she claims she does need Yibum because the child died first, we don't believe her to allow her to do Yibum, but we believe her enough to require her to do a Chalitza. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn Perek Tes of Mishnayos, Tes and Yod.